Yeah, but don't put your mouth on the bottle or I'll set the room on fire.
Holy hell, or come high water, give me something sweet to ponder. Gloria, Gloria, hallelujah. Oh, the cannon and the fire, for the earth is my dear desire. Will it hurt when I'm fired into the earth? Will I be remembered when I'm fired into the earth? Will I be dismembered when I help the planet give birth? My power and my style. Keep my memory shining like a glint in Earth's eye. Will I be the hero of Earth? Will I be the hero of Earth on the Apocalypse? Will I be the hero of Earth?
Sarah was Jad. I just wish that Jad was in Sarah's seat.
You wish she was being fired in the earth.
Yeah. All right.
Nice, yeah, guys. Nice done.
Nice earth ballad, guys.
Damn, that's cold ass shit. I'll really show myself at the door right now.
So after you're fired into the earth, you will then be fired.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why
are
you talking to the mic?
By, the apocalypse.
I am.
Here.
He sounds great.
I didn't
want to
touch
critical.
It.
Yeah, you're being kind of.
You're very critical.
This is not a
democracy.
This is a fucking submarine.
This is a total dickmocracy.
It's a submarine?
This is an absolute.
So it would, by definition, be a dickmocracy.
No.
Well. No, it's more of a vaginal submarine.
Yeah. Soulmate, I'm so glad that you're with us tonight because
you're very welcome,
we're doing a very special segment, which is where we're reminiscing on things that we've been right about, which is like.
That
Soulmate.
Sounds like a lot of episodes
It's my favorite.
That I've been privy to.
The Apocalypse has been so fucking right.
You could almost call us right wing, except.
I know, except that we're not.
Because we're still
except
right.
That we don't have wings.
We're the right left wing.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah, we've been pretty amazing. I believe Midwest Al gave a good prediction about Trump winning. We were all in denial.
Yeah, everyone's in denial except for Midwest Al.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted. Midwest Al's actually going to make a. You know, kind of a half-court shot here and accurately predict that he's going to be a two-term president.
Oh, no. Fuck no. We're in denial.
That's what everybody said before.
Shut up,
fuck
dude.
You, Midwest
Al. I know it's like the prophecy of like Hellmouth. No.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go
those
back
are,
to Ohio.
Those are Hellmouth, Midwest Al.
Has anyone ever wanted to kill the groundhog? I feel like I want to kill the groundhog.
De Blasio did it. De Blasio did it. You could be mayor.
De Blasio did kill the groundhog.
You could be mayor.
You could be mayor.
Yeah.
If what happened to the groundhog?
Oh, he killed it.
Why?
De Blasio's first attempt at being a mayor involved him dropping the groundhog because he was scared. He was like,
he killed the groundhog. Oh my god,
dropped it
that's
and fucking
horrible.
Murdered it. And then they gave him another groundhog the next year. I was
Yeah,
yeah, they're like,
you think he wouldn't be trusted with groundhogs
anymore? Dime a dozen.
But everybody knows Puxawani Phil in PA is actually legit. Like the Staten Island bullshit.
They should have just kept using the dead
one.
Just stuff it back in the hole.
Oh my god.
You just stuff it back in the hole. And pull it out.
The aristocracy. He's from
He's
the
like,
Roman aristocracy.
I didn't do it.
There's a Staten Island fucking groundhog.
I think that's the one that De Blasio murdered.
Staten Island.
Well,
Puxawani's got like
a
bodyguard.
If there was a fucking pretender, you know when those are the three popes? Mm-hmm. Anybody into history?
Oh, he killed this Staten Island groundhog.
There was a pope in
there was
in Rome.
A shadow pope.
And there was a shadow pope in Avignon. In France.
Yeah.
So there's a guy who's like, I am the Pope. He has like, and he built like a giant palace and like he crucified people or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. So, but it's very much like this, you know, because I have multiple co-hosts.
Yeah.
So it's like,
which of us is the true co-host?
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm God because I don't have any supernatural powers. I'm just saying in the power structure of the Apocalypse.
You regrow your dick every week. That's kind of impressive.
Yeah,
that doesn't
is,
make me God.
That is a superhuman trait, my friend.
No, but that doesn't make me God. God birthed the entire universe with his dick.
What do you do with all those old dicks anyway?
Beef jerky.
Sure,
what do you think beef jerky
like,
is?
You think he'd grow it bigger though?
Like, I thought they were like upon an altar given to like the Dark Lord or something.
All beef jerky is my cock.
Uses them to fill his mattress, actually.
Ew. He empties them into dead
Wait, like
graves.
A bed of dicks?
Yeah, like he sleeps like, there's a bag of dicks and there's
wouldn't
a bed of dicks.
Wouldn't it smell
dicks.
Like really bad?
Oh, why did we have to take
it
there?
It sounds like it should be
you wouldn't fill a bed full of dicks. The only effective use of a dick other than a dick would be to use it as a like a brake pad.
Well, guys,
like that for a car.
So we were having a little conversation.
Or a knee. Get some new knees.
Oh, shit, guys. What's
guys,
that?
We're having a little conversation about how we were right.
Oh, yeah.
Here on the Apocalypse, because everybody keeps giving me shit. They're like, you're a dick to people when they come to the Apocalypse. Oh, you're rude. You know what I mean? Like, my friend came to the Apocalypse, and he had never been more offended in his entire life. Like,
nice.
the things
Which
that you
friend?
Said about the Greeks.
I'm so
Which
When
friend?
He was there, my friend Steve.
Oh, and he was upset.
I just said bad things about
bit.
Greek people.
He's like, what?
No, I didn't do that. I never said anything bad about Greek people, and I don't have a friend named Steve.
We're like, we are all the
I'm neutral.
The
I don't really know any Greeks, so I'm
kind of
neutral on it.
You.
You know what I mean? But
you don't
the
know
point
any
is that the,
Greeks, really?
I don't know. I think I don't know any like Greek Greeks.
What?
Yeah.
Everybody knows some Greeks.
Not like a,
I know a
citizen
couple.
Of Greece. I don't know.
Greeks have a good food situation going on when you visit. I have to say, all the Greeks I know.
That's true.
Great hosts.
Yeah, I love.
But listen, guys.
Great fucking hosts. Yeah.
So we here at the Apocalypse. We support democracy, right? We believe in democracy.
I mean, except at the Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's
right.
A full
no, it's a fucking
dictatorship.
This is a
dickocracy.
Because this is a fucking submarine. Okay?
Vaginocracy.
If you want to kill Nazis,
please.
You volunteer. The submarine is volunteer.
We're the majority.
Okay? Mostly orphans. We were gonna have an orphan. By the way, we were gonna have an orphan contest,
we could
but we
do
decided.
It.
Yes.
We could totally do
we,
orphan.
We were,
that's not
we were
cool
tied, and
I'm
then
an orphan.
Are you nice?
Yeah.
So you could join.
Oh, also,
wait, you're. Oh, dude, we could do the battle.
Are you half
orphan?
I'm not.
Yes,
I'm half orphan.
He is half orphan.
Half orphan.
Yes, he is. The same side.
Half orphan.
Holy
we're
shit, guys!
Half orphan. Nice.
Three dead moms.
Half of our attendees are half orphan.
Nice.
Wow.
The same way.
Quarter of an orphan.
It makes fucking sense,
guys. This is pretty bleak.
That's 75% of an orphan.
Half an orphan.
Do you guys
want
to? Do you guys
want to
do the contest?
Or is it 150%?
I don't know.
Whose mother's death is more tragic?
Jesus Christ, guys.
Are you a mother orphan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too well. Oh, mother orphans. Is this why we're
okay,
on
guys,
the show?
We got to get the laugh track.
And we're like,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Laugh
track's are key.
Let's cue up the laugh track.
Oh, man.
Right? So this one time, my mom got cancer.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Oh, man.
Excuse me. Can you just please calm down?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll wait for the laugh
calm
track.
Calm your tits.
I was expecting you to be faster.
I'm never fast.
I'm really uncomfortable now.
We relish in this.
But remember Soulmate, when we told the story about being tied to a chair?
Yeah. Fidget bottom.
Yeah. And how, like, the gypsies at
Did
my school were beaten
predict?
To a pulp.
Spin the
Do you know about fidget bottom, baby?
There's
that,
no time for it. We've already been over it.
Position?
Wait, so what else did we
okay,
predict
let's
successfully,
start.
Though? Because
we're going to talk about the predictions after the tragedy contest.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead,
would you
yeah.
Go first.
Oh,
gentlemen
God.
First.
Well, I've already killed my opening.
So just go. No, that's fine.
Can we get the laugh track? Yeah,
but just tell
ahead.
Me something like sad from when.
Oh God.
So
lean into the mic.
How old were you? How old were you? How long?
I was about 16 when I found out my mom had cancer.
And you were?
And I was pretty heavily into alcohol at that point. So I forgot the first two times she told me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good thing about alcoholism is you get to have the same conversations over and over again. Oh. So it was like, stay fresh.
So it was like you got to relive?
Wait, that's
like I got to relive. Like the
fight
that, like the reveal was like three times. It's great.
Oh, nice. Dude.
God, you were so slow on that
train. Yeah.
Trust me, it reads better.
You are not on my team.
Apunka listeners, I want you to call in right now and let us know, should there be a latency on the laugh track of tragedy?
When you listen to it, you'll thank me.
No.
Anyways, okay.
We'll fix it in post.
That's pretty tragic. So then what happened? You had to do something. Can we talk about that?
What did I have to do?
You had to, like,
Barry and stuff?
Zuz. Zeus, yeah, lad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of had to, leave a foreign country pretty quickly.
Oh, damn.
Because of the tragedy.
Because of the tragedy. And I got stuck in France with a bunch of really racist PMCs who were watching drone footage of bombings of Afghani positions. And,
oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, they thought so, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I came home and watched my mom die.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Anyways, Violet.
Thank you.
Lovely tragedy.
All right. Well,
Violet's pregnant, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
She's carrying the seed of life.
Did I mention I was 17?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Wait, why were you?
I'm sorry. I was 18.
Oh.
Just over the cusp of adulthood without a mother. Half orphan.
Oh, God.
Entering
all right.
The life of an adult.
Anyway, sorry, Violet.
My heart hurts, man.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Tough, man.
I guess that's pretty
it's
bad.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
I think Midwest Al has the...
It's a brutal, brutal, brutal contest. Midwest Al is going to be the marker.
I win.
He's half dead. Okay.
But hang on. Okay, go ahead.
So, let's see. Okay, so my mom had a neurological illness. Mm-hmm. And, I know, it's so funny. Hilarious. So... I was probably 14, but they didn't really realize it until I was, like, 15.
Right.
And then I was 15.
And that's, like, at a crucial time when you're, like, developing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You're getting better. You're
getting better. Thank you. And they told her she had 2 years, and I was like, oh, shit. Because we did not get along. We fought, like, fucking crazy.
So is that, like, the worst part of it?
It was terribly, terrible fighting. No. The best part is she lived 11 years. The worst part is that she suffered for 11 years.
So that is, that does make it worse.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, maybe we should have our third contestant.
It was good. It ended up okay.
Okay.
Except they starved her at the nursing home. Yeah.
And it ended in death also.
And it ended in death, yeah.
But that's okay.
It did.
Because it's sort of like...
It's okay. Her spirit animal visits me. It's no problem.
I believe that, actually.
It all ends in death, so that's the least
depressing.
On a side note, though, I would believe that, though, because you do have this weird thing with spirit animals.
I do, yeah.
I do, too.
Very tragic.
Wait, no.
You'll get back to it. We'll get back to you. We'll circle back.
No, I just want to know what's her spirit animal?
Oh, well, I guess it was a deer.
It's the skunk.
Because I'm a creep, and I was chilling at the grave. I was, like, all sad and shit, and I had traveled. Oh, by the way, every time I had to visit her, I had to take, like, 4 buses and walk, like, 3 miles. It was pretty fucking terrible. Yeah. And my dad left when she got there.
Oh, my
pretty
God.
Bad, yeah. Pretty bad. Not, you know, it's okay. Oh. We're cool now.
That's pretty bad.
That's so amazing.
Your dad's a cool guy.
He's really
so
cool.
So fucking uncomfortable right now.
Anyway,
can somebody take a picture of Soulmate?
I actually was taking a nap at a grave. Yeah, because that's.
Sleeping in the grave.
I just was so tired, so I took a nap. And when I woke up, I was like, someone's watching me. And I'm like, I'm in a fucking cemetery.
You fell asleep at your mom's grave?
Yeah, because we used to play tag.
That's kind of beautiful, actually.
It's kind of dark, right? It's kind of Anyway, I woke up and I was like, someone's watching me. Because the grave is really near my family house, and we'd all used to chill and like play tag and shit. Mm-hmm. And so I wake up and I'm like,
wait, let me see.
Who's watching me? And who was watching me? But it was a deer. A deer was watching me. That was a good laugh track moment.
So your mom is a deer.
Maybe. Yeah. Free.
Cool.
Free at last.
Or it could have just been a deer watching you.
Could have been.
We'll never know, I guess. All right.
We'll never fucking know. Good. Okay.
All right, well, let's move on for a third. This one's a little Southern Gothic.
Misery.
You're from the South, technically, right?
Misery. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
a little Southern Gothic.
Next, Sarah Steele.
I was actually born in Texas, and I moved around a lot as a kid. Mom wasn't around, and I was always told that she had died in a car accident where...
Oh, man, car accident.
Yeah.
You know, they said she fell asleep and then started going off the road, and then gravel got kicked up in her tires, and then it all flipped over, and then
that's a pretty elaborate.
Yeah, yeah.
They made it pretty elaborate.
That's a really elaborate.
The whole imagery, whole imagery. So then, you know, I get to be 17 years old. I'm filling out the FAFSA, and they need to know like what your highest level of both parents' education is and everything. So I'm like, hey, so what's the what was her job and everything? And filling out forms is great when you're a half orphan, am I right? It's so good. Yeah. Oh.
You're like, oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
Let me write it down again.
How did she die?
Oh, yeah, check that deceased box. It really feels
It's true. You're like, so much thanks fun. For reminding me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then I found out that actually on her death certificate it says suicide because.
Shit. Buckle guys, tune in live to our live webcam.
Just the look of horror.
Midwest Al is having like a reclusive like withdrawal.
He's dissociating. It's a good move.
The best thing about
guys,
having a dead parent is getting to talk about it.
On the podcast.
Yeah. He's just like, hey, if you want to shut everyone else up in the room.
That's right.
So, hey, my mom's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being a bitch to me?
My mom's dead. Yeah.
How great are your mom jokes? Your mom jokes are so funny.
Yeah,
like,
it's
so
funny. Well,
wait, hold on. So we got to hear how it ends.
What actually happened was her and my dad got into a fight, and she got pissed and drove off to her mom's. But on the way, she picked up, like, a six-pack and, like, a thing of aspirin, down the aspirin, like, drank the six-pack of beer going 90 miles an hour down the highway. In like West Texas, and my mom's like fucking Spanish lady, and a couple cops like see like a drunk fucking Spanish lady going like a maniac, and like just follow her, and like are trying to get her to pull over. She won't. They run her the fuck off the road.
What the shit?
Pull her out and
damn,
and toss her in jail.
Oh shit!
Like just you know thinking she's a DUI, and then she just starts getting real sick.
Oh, did that really happen?
Yeah.
The cops killed your mom?
Yeah, the cops killed my mom.
Dude, how much I hate cops feels like more justified now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, I really, here at the Apocalypse, we really, 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 really.
Have you ever noticed how cops are the same in every country?
There's
cops.
No matter where you are, if you're in like Turkey or Egypt or fucking Russia, it doesn't matter. You can spot them like a mile away. They just have that look and that swagger.
Yep.
Anywhere there's a government.
That's true. But if you also notice that anywhere there's a government, the police wear stupid uniforms.
Yeah.
Well, you need to distinguish them from the stupid uniforms.
Italy. I love Italian.
Stupidest humorous.
Yeah.
No, I know a couple of good cops. I got to step up for a couple of decent police.
I know a really good cop.
And some of the ones that investigate like real murders are like totally legit. Like,
I know a really good cop.
Like I've come
Subway
across
Subway cops.
People. But, no.
Oh, I have a good laugh track.
Subway cops. Okay, so anyways, that's pretty tragic. Also, Soulmate's life is pretty tragic too. Let's hear.
Oh, wow.
You were almost a half orphan.
No, baby. Guys, buy the book. It's called The Hostage's Daughter. It's available now on Amazon. Don't
you think people listen
word.
To this? Please do. I mean, I encourage everyone to buy the book.
Yeah. Anyway, but she was almost a half orphan.
Explain.
I was. Okay, so.
You were
like
for a while.
She's like a quarter orphan.
You were like
I'm a quarter orphan.
Guys, shut the fuck up. Let her talk.
Okay.
Okay, so 3 months before I was born, my dad was the Middle East Bureau Chief of the Associated Press in Lebanon. He was covering the Civil War, and he was at his tennis game one morning when a car pulled up to his car, and three guys got out, and one of them put a gun to his friend's head, who was sitting in the front seat, and then the other one was guarding the street with a Kalashnikov, making sure nobody else interfered, and this big guy came up and grabbed my dad by like under the shoulders and pulled him out of the car and threw him in the back seat. of their car, and they drove away, and he wasn't seen again for 6.5 years.
That does suck. By the way, her father's a fucking hero, so I don't want to like make fun of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying.
I mean,
fucking
we can make
word.
Fun of our families.
No, we're seriously.
We
like, your dad is such a good guy.
And,
like, legit, it's cool. It's my dad's also a good guy.
No, but I was just going to say, I was going to say, well.
But this is a tragedy contest,
really.
So.
I know.
This is a tragedy contest.
Okay.
But this story has a happy ending.
It does, but what I was going to say to make you guys, to pay you back for all the uncomfortability you just presented me with. So I know a really good cop, the cop that helped me put my ex-boyfriend in jail after he tried to kill me.
Nice. Yeah. Yay.
Hell
cops
yeah.
Can be good.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it, guys. You just have to try harder.
Yeah, but then there's the cop that gave my girlfriend a ticket on the subway because the fucking express line system doesn't work correctly.
Or the cop who hit on me and when I told him to fuck off, arrested me and threw me in jail. Threw me in jail.
I'd be just
track. Cops are dicks. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We changed sides. You're right.
Back.
No. Fuck the police.
Yeah,
we're a little worried.
We're sorry. Yeah, we lost faith there for a second, like Jesus on the cross. But
we're like, oh, damn. Domestic violence. There are
Anyways, guys, I think I have a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Tragedy.
When I was a little kid, I had like this little cockatiel. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's like Chubbs. It's like Emily's.
Oh,
book.
Yeah.
It's like Chubbs.
It's like you're a cockatiel orphan? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, okay. So the point is I had a little
this
cockatiel.
Mother you? Did the bird mother you? Did
no,
you
it
suck
was my
from
mom's,
its tits?
It was my mom's bird and my friend
Birds
Graham.
Birds don't have tits.
My friend.
I mean, they have
well,
breasts.
They should.
It's like you're trying.
Bird tits. Anyways, blah. So my, the tragedy of my youth was that my friend. Hey,
did it chew up little worms and spit them into your mouth?
So this is a contest, guys. We're having a contest here.
Hang on,
let me just put the opera back on while we judge the contest.
So what happened to the laugh track?
Yeah.
We're done.
Come on, you're having a cockatiel.
Well,
you
see.
Two have cockatiel death.
Hang on, but let me explain. First, we're going to go through. Okay, so, Jeremy.
Yeah, Doug.
Your mother died of cancer and you had to flee into exile.
like
St. Bernard, the Roman soldier who they told him to go fuck all the Christians to death. And he was like, whoa. Like, I feel like this is wrong. And when they were crossing the Alps... just their cocks all lubed up to kill all the Christians. He was like, I feel like we probably shouldn't do this. And like Jesus spoke to him as like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry, but you guys have to like, you all have to die. Like just
you
as a sacrifice to save Christ.
At this point.
Hang on.
Yeah. So I don't like the religious allegories to my life.
I'm just saying a lot of Roman soldiers committed suicide because of you.
Yeah.
Anyways. So that's pretty tragic. Dope. Anyways.
Sad.
Yeah. Violet, I will admit your cancer story with your mom.
Neurology. Yeah, neurological.
Illness. Even worse. Mm-hmm. Ironic that Sarah pretty studies bad. The brain and eats a lot of it also.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the only way.
Delicious. Yeah.
Well.
When you're done dissecting.
How are you
going to
fix it
like,
if you don't?
And
it.
The thing is that it's tragic that like you never was able to resolve everything with your mother, Jeremy. But it's also tragic that you and your mother fought, but you were able to resolve it, Violet.
It was very prolonged.
Yeah. But she suffered more. So that's like
maybe. I mean, to be murdered by a nursing home.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
I would have fought with
Sarah's.
My mom. I would have fought with my mom.
Yeah, but the police
obviously
murdered your mom.
Well, I mean, she killed herself, but like we would have fought. Like we were both bitches, like. So she would have like traumatized me. If anything, like the fact that I don't know what her voice sounds like is like a blessing. Like
That's
dark.
You win. Yeah. Guys. Wait. There's one more.
Guys.
Whoa, who the fuck is
you? Such a good line.
Hello. I wasn't even halfway done. I wasn't even a quarter done. Should I go on?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
No,
okay. As an honorary, we'll permit it.
Okay. So.
It's half. It's at least half.
The best part of it was. Oh, so after my dad got home, he was really messed up. And he kind of really messed me up. And for years, I was like on and off drugs. I tried to kill myself 3 times.
There. We're like, your dad's alive.
Wait, baby. Buy the book.
Yeah,
buy the book.
Buy the book.
It's a lot. I think I win, honestly.
I also tried to kill myself, but it was only because the Lost. Like, did you guys see the end of Lost? It was terrible.
And then did there was, you try to kill that, yourself and by then there watching was, the end of Lost?
And then there was the rape. Let's not forget that.
Oh, right. Rape joke? Are we gonna?
Yeah,
that's a good laugh.
Oh, no laugh
I win.
Well, guys,
wait, how about the cockatiel? I want to hear the cockatiel battle.
Are you that? Are you that competitive that you need to win the most awful story contest?
I'm just saying.
Hang on, guys.
So I win.
I'm the judge.
What husband's for?
I'm judging the most awful. By the way, we are only 24 minutes into the podcast.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
Okay. I'm judging the most tragic story contest.
I vote Sarah.
You don't get a vote.
I do get a vote.
It's a submarine.
One second. But who gives him a vote? Don't you have both parents?
I haven't told the story yet. All right, I'm turning the sonar back on because
back to the cockatiel.
I know that our enemies are going to attack.
Let's hear the cockatiel.
I love the cockatiel. His name is Amber.
Amber.
He was so cute. I know. He was like my friend.
What color was he?
He was yellow. And he had little arms. He was just like Chubbs. He was so much like
he was all yellow and gray.
No, he wasn't gray. He was yellow. He was yellow and, oh, God. And.
Good shift in the story. It's better. Feel calm again.
Bird people make me nervous.
Feel less sad.
Especially a bird in a submarine. It's just cruel.
I know, it just fly to the window.
And one day, and the bird used to fly around in my house. Mm-hmm. And would like shit on people's heads. And he would like all the furniture was just covered in bird shit. It was fucking awful.
That's so awful.
But the bird was really cute. And hey, no whispering.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I know. This one day, my friend Graham, who I don't trust, he's a bad guy, was over, right? I think you've met him, probably.
Is he a bad guy. Tracker?
Yeah, Sarah knows Graham. She can attest that he's a really bad guy.
I don't really remember that much.
He was bad. He was just like, oh, Sarah, I'm going to be touching your bum now.
I don't think he ever touched my bum.
The cockatiel? Wait, I'm lost.
No, my friend Grant's a traitor.
We
all know my friend Greg, right?
We all
Holden, yeah.
From Hellmouth Raton.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So one day.
From Boko Haram?
From Boko Haram Raton.
Yeah, moving on.
Florida, yeah. So one day.
We're in a submarine.
My friend Graham, who has this growth on his chest, which we call the gramulus. It's like a bone growth. And when we were in the locker room, we used to run up to him and be like, whoop! And hit it. And be like, the gramulus. And him and Greg have hated each other for 30 years.
That's because they both love you. They're like bro hoes for you.
Oh my God. You also know about this.
Yeah, they fight.
Can you attest that they hate each other? You know Graham.
I mean, the hatred is veiled because they're now adults.
But they still hate each other a lot.
It's like a deep vein of like.
I'm not kidding. They do hate each other, right?
Brotherhood.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're both my good friends, but they really hate each other. Mm-hmm. Sarah, can you back me up?
And somehow one has not died, right? Usually one kills the other.
One kills the other. So this one day.
It's like what is it called? Fratricide. Yeah. Except fratricide. Yeah. So you were telling that story, and then you
is fratricide when a bunch of like frat boys blow each other in the shower and then all commit suicide.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think
right?
so.
Laugh track.
Yeah, where the fuck's the laugh track?
Yeah, God this story.
Too late, dude. You missed
it. I've got a lot of windows open, all right?
It was so painful.
As three popes.
As long as he gets played, we're good.
That's why there are three popes and one host.
Exactly. So anyways, this one day, Graham was going to come over, and Greg and I was just to make sure to never have them in the same place because they despise each other so much. And I had a lot of, like, BB guns and, like, stuff when I was a little kid because I was kind of, like, a scrappy little lad.
Love those BB guns.
Yep. And very phallic, you know, very gay.
Really?
Me and my friends
going there,
like with the BB
I'm
guns.
So shocked.
Cockatiel.
Yeah, but cockatiel. Yeah, BB. Yeah, it's so much about it is just
vagina-teel.
You know. Vagina-teel.
So, is
anyways,
there a point?
So Graham is over, right? Oh, sorry, Graham is on his way over, right?
Uh-huh.
And Greg doesn't know that Graham's coming over, and a third friend, our friend Paul, is like, hey.
It's a Tuesday.
Graham's coming over. It's just a regular day. Yeah. We're like in seventh
Friday
grade.
Friday at 2 p.m.
We're in seventh grade. It's like a Friday at 2 p.m., right?
On the Apococast.
And Greg is like,
years ago.
Greg is like, are you kidding me? He's like, I don't like that asshole. And he storms out. Right?
Sorry,
and we're like, wow.
I've subverted the laugh track.
No, the laugh track is done. We've evolved past it. So he's like, I'm leaving. Fuck Graham. You know? And then Graham. People used to cut across my neighbor's backyard, through my yard, to come visit me. So Graham's cutting through the yard, and he's like, hi, guys! Right, and that's when the shots rang out.
Shut up.
Yes. And we had a...
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, we had like a tree fort, you know? And Greg had climbed up the tree fort, and with the scope on the... had put a pellet in the BB gun... And he was keeping good old Graham real pinned down, and he nailed him. He nailed him with the BB gun.
Damn.
So you want to hear a funny one?
So wait, no. We're not done. So, later that day.
That's what she said.
No, it's not what she said. What she said was a lot harder to deal with than that. But anyways, later that day, my bird, Amber, stopped fucking, like, dancing around and was, like, just lying there fucking half comatose. And started dying. And I was looking at Graham and I was like, what did you do, you son of a bitch? I was like, tell me right now what you did. You know what I mean? I was like, I know what you did, you fuck. And he was like, oh, whoa, it wasn't me.
What a little psychopath.
Wait. He probably didn't do it, by the way.
Shot your bird?
No, I don't think he shot my bird at all. But I'm assuming that because he was mad that he got shot by Greg, that Greg would never
somehow
murder an animal.
Murdered.
You know what I mean?
But Graham would.
Graham would. On the extreme.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's kid. Congratulations. That's like the worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah, so
I know. I was literally fighting off.
Your BB gun story.
I just want to say.
No, I mean, it had all the ingredients that could have been a good story, and it was
and
just
in
terrible.
No, way resembled an
like, no, you're wrong.
You're an orphan.
Patrick, I award
Patrick,
you no
gonna,
points and may God have mercy on your soul.
You guys are wrong.
It took like three times as long as all of us.
I'm
going
to turn the lazy Susan here over to me here.
The crowd's a lot more enthusiastic about mine than yours.
The BB gun story. The BB gun story made me remember
a
vision of my boyhood.
The point is, my story is by far the most tragic.
You know what? Forget it.
No, I'm not
a tragedy.
Nope.
All right.
No.
Tragedy.
Your boyhead. Lazy Susan. Come on.
No, I just lost interest.
You hooked me on the lazy Susan.
That's not passive aggressive. I just lost interest.
No, you hooked me on the lazy Susan. You got to do it for me. For Apocalypse.
So the BB gun story. That made me remember that we like to play this trick, me and my friend Maxwell, where we would invite over the friend that we liked the least.
His last name House?
No. That was a
Pat,
stupid
Pat, shut
question.
Up for two whole seconds.
It's my show. I'll do what I want.
So well, we would invite over our least... Yeah, I know. Just really...
just keep going,
really Midwest
Al. Don't be afraid.
So we would invite over our least, like, friend. Normally someone from, like, a grade below or something like that. And we had this big treehouse with a ladder that went way too high in the air for, like, kids to be playing on it. Like, at least 50 feet. Like, I mean, I'm serious. It's huge. It's a ridiculous ladder. And that his alcoholic dad built, who had carpentry skills, so his carpentry skills remained intact, preserved. And anyways, so we would go up to the top of this ladder, and we would throw fireworks off the top of it, and that was fun. And then we would encourage the new friend to come up and throw fireworks with us. But as they climbed up this wooden ladder, by about the time they got to about 30, 35 feet, we would then begin to urinate on
him. You just killed his fucking line, you dick.
No, it's perfect. Continue. And were they like...
You should walk your ass in oncoming traffic.
Yeah. Were they like, oh, God, the urination...
Well,
I thought that you were
building. Well, no, I'm finished. Let me finish the story.
You know, I
okay,
can't
good,
hear
go.
The laugh
finish
track,
the story.
So... The point was that you sort of got them at the point where they were too
couldn't
high
up
to finish the journey and too
down.
High off the ground to jump without fracturing their legs or something like that.
So, but you trapped them?
And
you peed
on urine.
But then when we finished
urine
the urine,
trap.
And then they still had the choice.
I don't understand. Are you the
pisser? Shut the fuck up.
Are you the pisser or the pissy?
Pisser, of course.
If you would what shut up and listen, you would
up?
Know.
You know the answer to that.
I don't know. Are you the person
peeing
on
the
person?
Can we throw things at him?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
so.
Hit him with the U.
You're not making any sense.
I don't understand if in the story he's the person peeing
he's
on people.
He's peeing, you dumbass.
He's peeing. Okay, continue.
Obviously.
Okay, so moving on.
Okay,
moving
continue.
On.
The entire premise.
Moving on.
So you're urinating.
Onto the person
yeah,
climbing
so you're
the
urinating
ladder.
Onto this poor, sweet 8-year-old boy.
No, they were
who's
they were
crying
like
for his mommy.
Like 14. You know, wow.
You were all and, underage, but
no,
anyway,
he was still funny.
On.
We were. He was still funny in our teenage years.
Wait, so you pissed on him?
Yeah.
Grabbing it up.
Both of us. Intermittently, though, one would finish the stream and then follow the next, like in a second volley. We were like Minutemen. We
like
would
the
sort
wind
of, the first row would
and
fire,
an orchestra.
And then the second row would
yeah.
fire.
This
yeah.
poor kid was getting and, two different kinds of pee on his.
And
head.
We didn't have
oh, wow.
we didn't have beer to dump on them because we weren't at that stage.
Amalgamated piss.
But anyways, once the pee ran out and they had the choice to either descend the ladder in shame and like hose themselves or to continue going up the ladder to one last chance at Brotherhood to try to think that they were now on the inside, that we had, since they had been pissed on by us, that now that we were brothers. So as they continued, in this case, as young Christian continued to climb up the ladder, we then began to light small fireworks that were acquired from an Indiana fireworks store, therefore illegal in the state of Illinois. They had too high of a gunpowder content. But anyways, we would then drop fireworks on them until eventually they would either fall to the ground, or in this case, this is a rare story where, like some sort of 90s coming of age movie, we actually dropped a firecracker in the bag of fireworks and lit the entire tree on fire. Yes. Yes.
And a bird died, right? Yes. Just so that you can match the cocktail story. Yes.
Al, you're a very terrible person. That's a terrible thing to do to a person.
He is always funny.
I think the award for the worst childhood tragedy goes to Midwest Al.
Oh, yeah. He didn't get pissed on.
Al, what happened?
He had to live with the shame.
I've never gotten peed on.
You caused the worst tragedy, though, by far.
I have never gotten peed on. Who else can say that?
I've been peed on so many times.
No, seriously. Have you been, like, seriously. Have you been pissed on
by... At a party and the person off the balcony is urinating on my...
Okay. It has to be a lot of people. Just to be sure, Apocalypse listeners.
But you've thrown your urine at
someone. This has to be a live stream of pee. This cannot be, like, urine that's been...
If it's in the shower.
Well, does my dog or my child count?
Oh, God.
If it's on your face or in your mouth.
Urine has never gotten in my mouth.
Okay, you know what? Let's just bring it there.
Trump can't say that.
Have you ever gotten urine in your mouth?
No.
Don't be ashamed.
Everyone answer.
Not like for fun, but of course I've gotten urine in my mouth. Yeah, are you crazy?
Ew, what the fuck? How?
You know what? You're probably right.
You've never taken a dump in like a squalid basement.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We're probably all just repressing this.
Seriously. 1 second.
This conversation went really dark.
I've never taken a dump in a squalid basement and therefore somehow get urine in your mouth.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, like a spray. The spray could shoot a little driplet up at like a 1 in 1,000 chance.
And it could land in your mouth.
What kind of urine acrobatic
are you guys?
It's a 1 in 1,000 chance.
You should have your prostate checked.
But you peed like 10,000 times in your life.
I pee hard. I want people in the other room to hear my stream so they know that it's a dominant stream.
Who's listening to you pee?
Yeah.
Do you have like a Rottweiler that lives next door?
I assume that people did.
Jesus Christ. The CIA?
No, well, it's just everyone.
You're bugging your house to listen to you pee?
I assume that people gauge that as a measure of character and work. I always thought it was so creepy that women did that too.
I've always thought it was so creepy because like I work where I have to share a public bathroom with my patients.
Oh god, so weird.
So I always think about the guys though. Imagine you have to share a urinal A with your boss and B with
your
patients.
You just have to take a dump straight in the urinal.
Oh, it's unisex.
There's kind of a rule.
But they have to look at each other's dicks.
I know you would have to like look at your boss's
dick. No, you don't look at each other's dick. If your boss walks in and you're both at the urinal, you look straight down until he leaves.
You just stay there.
You're like a servant in the early 1900s. You sit and face the corner until the boss man goes away.
My friend had this weird joke when he was like a senior and upperclassman in high school. He would go to the freshmen when they'd go to the urinals, and he would go like sort of kindergarten and pull his pants down to his knees and use the urinal just to see if they like.
Oh, I know him like that.
Ass?
Oh my god! You guys just opened up a memory hole.
Hello, the memory.
Wait, hang on. What's some dramatic music? This is the tale of Willie. What?
The memory hole thing.
The memory hole? Hang on. Yeah. Oh, God. What's a good... What's some dramatic music,
I think you
guys?
Need that one that goes...
Oh, no, no. I know.
You know that one?
That was one I just played.
That was an entire orchestra.
Scott Joplin, the entertainer?
I just did. Mm. Queen Sheba. That's a good one.
Well, I've forgotten the memory hole, so it's too late.
Anyway. Well,
what were we talking about?
Butts and urinals.
Yeah.
Oh, the tale of Willie.
Okay, you have a tale?
This man is a legend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the legend of Willie?
Are we talking about Willie's and your Willie?
No. Your own what we're talking about Willie's Willie.
Yay, story time. Tell us the story.
He was this kid. He actually is famous. But I can't.
William Shatner?
No, I can't.
It's even more famous?
This is too gross and weird.
Dude, don't out somebody doing something gross and weird.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. I'm not gonna like give his name on the Apocalypse cast. But the point is, he's a funny guy. But
cool. Nobody listens.
Wait, first of all, no. I just want you all to know that Patrick has put his hand inside of an open grave. So whatever happens what? Next, it's
honey,
fine.
I put my dick inside an open grave.
What do you mean you put it in like?
No, hold on. Soil. We'll come back to it.
And
later.
He's putting his other hand down his pants.
Listeners.
Well, anyways,
Apocalypse listeners, if you want to be a proper member of our show, once a year you have to dig your hand into grave dust while touching yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like our handshake.
In imitation of Pat.
Well, anyways, I was trying
to.
In fact, I have an idea. The Apocalypse caster who does that, who sticks his hand down his pants and then jacks off while he touches a dead body.
What do you mean him?
No,
can
dead.
Come
just
be on our show.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, guys, can I tell my fucking story?
Pat will actually pick you up in his 2003 Subaru Forester.
Yes. Oh my God.
I don't have a car, man.
What?
That car is dead.
Your car?
Alex was. No, I mean,
it was lit on fire and pushed off of a cliff.
Wow. Who else was in it? Who was,
Patrick will ride an extra cycle.
Okay, can we get back to the fucking topic?
Okay. Get back to Willie. Yeah.
Just because you guys are all like my guests and pregnant doesn't mean that you get to be like.
We're the Pope all muses.
All right, Patrick has just raised a caduceus into the air to strike us down.
I was like, you know what I'm tired of? Pregnant people, like. Getting all up in everybody's
being
face.
Like, I'm better than you.
Yeah, I'm
there's two of me.
What the fuck are you doing?
Pregnant women.
By the way,
there's two of me.
By the way, children were attacking the door of the apocalypse.
Oh my God,
earlier.
Yeah,
so funny.
Yeah.
Fucking velociraptors.
So insane. So
yeah,
funny.
I saw the video.
The best line, well, I don't want to give it away, but it was. So, first of all,
hang on.
Outside of the apocalypse right now, there's a huge dumpster of cancer. I don't know if you guys saw this on your way in, but there's
dumpster.
A huge cancer
asbestos.
Dumpster. Yeah, it says
they're doing as best as they can.
Cancer asbestos dumpster.
Oh, why we should go stick our faces in
I
it.
Know. And they're like barbecuing next to it. I'm like, oh my Lord, no stop it. Stop it.
What?
Yes.
Little children.
Oh my God.
Don't barbecue
that's
by
awful.
The cancer dumpster.
I saw that those little
and then
kids were
cute
running around
kids.
In asbestos.
Yeah.
Well, they were having a great time.
They're close to the
obviously
cancer.
Obviously, asbestos
well,
makes people.
So we can't be mean to these kids, but the kids are really mean to us.
Obviously, asbestos makes people like
asbestos sounds like a really cool DJ name. The
true.
Way you say, because I say asbestos, but when you guys say asbestos,
asbestos.
It's
like Tiesto.
Yeah, like
is everybody done
okay, so I
with their bowel movement?
I want to hear the kids that we can't make fun of.
I don't know.
Okay.
I got to pinch it.
So there were little kids that were outside
so
right here
cute.
In Brooklyn. They were all hopped up on the asbestos,
oh,
and they were just
no,
charging the fucking gates. No, really. They were charging the
no,
gates like
were,
velociraptors.
Like,
dude,
I
shut
have
up.
Proof. I have proof. Look.
God forbid.
Look at these kids. They're fucking swarming.
Oh, they're just drawn to the power of Radio Free Brooklyn.
You are. You want to be on the radio?
The power of Radio Free Brooklyn.
You want to be on the radio?
Yeah, this makes for
but no,
a bad.
Don't kick
break
the door. Seriously, don't kick the door.
No
okay?
Door kicking.
All right?
Nope.
Cool, we're good?
No kicking doors.
No door kicking?
No, little man.
Can you lift that up?
No, little man.
Can you lift the gate up?
No, you ain't breaking anyone's legs yet, little man.
I'll break any bones.
What's up?
He's literally like up to his
girl.
Knee.
Girl, come
on. Oh, on this video, he's like
what
so
a little
cute.
Dog.
Come on, you can do it.
Come on.
Lift it up.
Come
lift
on.
It up.
Let's do it.
Lift
I
it up.
Bet that too.
Come on,
shut
man. All
right. You've got an opening.
All
right. Yay.
Yeah. I bet that kid's dad's pulled his arm a little too hard a few
oh, stop
times.
It. No,
saying.
Stop it. They could be listening to the show, and that's not nice
okay.
to say. You don't want your ass kicked on the way out of here.
Pat, is there like a Twitter feed for the Puckley Hands?
There's
so
not,
cute.
Which
let
is we're always
it.
Complaining that we're not
okay,
on Twitter
well,
enough.
This should go on the Instagram.
We have a Facebook.
It's a picture of my horrified
we,
face.
We have Sulame's reaction to the dead mom stories.
Half orphan.
Yes.
Yeah, the half orphan contest.
This was a great contest.
Yeah.
But I think honestly it's either me or
oh
Midwest
my God,
Al.
We should do a personal tragedy segment.
That's
every
misogyny.
Week.
Anyway,
because
moving on.
The white guy
moving
never gets the mic,
the
you know.
The urine and the death. I want to hear more about your putting your hand in a grave. So as I recall, your father made you
well,
do
that's
it.
Not the tale we were telling.
Well, we're moving on.
All right.
To the time that your father made you put your hand in the grave.
Yes, he was
which
well,
is such a good story.
Jad's not here though to do the voice of my father.
That's love!
Are you missing your buddy, Pat?
I am. I'm feeling a little sad about it.
Oh,
are
you feeling a little butthurt about Jack?
I should be, dude. The Apocalypse. Have you any idea how good the Apocalypse
is? He's not feeling butthurt enough, if you know what I mean.
Oh, hey, what of it? So, anyways, this is a great lead in to
sitting at home rocking and crying. Like, why can't I quit you, Jack?
Dude, I will own that in a second. Are you kidding me? I love Jad.
Pound some Lebanese.
Yeah, don't. Don't come between me and my love for my friends and my co-hosts.
But gayer.
There's nothing gay about being gay.
No,
I'm just saying.
Bro,
like,
love
guys,
is some other thing.
You guys,
yeah,
even
come on.
It's less implied and more explicit.
Oh, you mean because of the gay sex on the Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Well, there is that, but that's. Yeah. I mean, come on, you got to do something at the Apocalypse.
It's just regular.
Yeah.
Besides, cut your dick off.
It's just sex.
It's a submarine.
It's not gay.
You know?
Oh my God,
it's just
are you
sex.
Doing it again, Pat? Are you fucking serious?
Cut my penis off?
Man.
Yeah.
Why?
We just cleaned the whole.
Dude,
deck.
It's everywhere already.
my penis or what?
He's like, I don't have any pads this time, man.
You know what the worst part is?
And cum everywhere.
Every time I cut my dick off, it's like a soggy mass, and I just throw it at the wall and it sticks.
Oh my God.
And then they like all dry up.
And it falls
oh, I thought
these
were spitballs.
No,
jeez.
Yeah. Didn't we decide that it's in the bed of dicks?
Yeah, it's in Jed's.
Oh my God,
the giant bed of dicks.
And now you're putting it in your mouth. God, that's just nasty, man.
You know,
that was
I used
on
to
the
well,
floor.
Guys.
He's like,
you know, I used to be able to give myself a blowjob, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's also probably how he got piss in his mouth.
Yeah, that's a good
but not
point.
To completion. Not to completion.
It wasn't fun. Well, it was sort of fun, but like it was like
he was just practicing for the earth. I mean.
Yeah, it was just it was more coercive. Yeah. Like I had to push my own head down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it was like a weird
you're
thing
ready
with
to
myself.
Take a whole mouthful of Gaia.
Just I'm gonna be fired right through the genitals of the earth. Which
to
is
do
the,
that you cannot have a penis.
Yeah.
Where's the earth's vagina?
You have to be used to having
East Village.
Cut off. She's not letting you leave that dick.
Washington Square Park. This is a fact, guys.
Is where the hellmouth is, or where
the vagina.
More people have
like two.
Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
More people have twiddled each other voluntarily in Washington Square, not Washington Square Park, in Tompkins Square Park than anywhere else.
Twiddled each other voluntarily.
Yeah, twiddled.
Over Washington Square.
What?
I think Washington Square
is
NYU, dude.
Do you think Tompkins is like just maybe more intimate? Because I would have guessed Washington Square because it's like
Tompkins is super intimate.
Just a lot of like dirty drugs and like.
I know. That's why people are twiddling each other in the park.
Yeah. Do you think Tompkins? I know someone that was arrested smoking weed. They were so
your
stupid.
Sources.
How many people have you twiddled? How many Russian ballerinas have you twiddled in Tompkins Square Park?
None.
How many teenagers have you twiddled in Tompkins Square Park?
Too many.
Yourself.
None.
Okay, but
I don't believe you.
No, but NYU people.
Yeah, I. So, how many 19-year-olds did you twiddle in Tompkins Square Park?
Two.
Oh.
Okay.
So that makes him a complete dirty liar.
Through the clothes or. Under the clothes. Like La Ramblas in Barcelona,
it was over the clothes.
Okay.
All right.
So like,
OG.
So like Catalan
that's
prostitute.
It's
nice.
Not even, that doesn't count.
Nice. Sex worker.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever blows your skirt up.
That's a good one. I like that. Hey, whoa, hang on.
Whoa. Oh, for fuck's
whoa, wait,
sake.
Delayed,
you're so
really
bad
latent.
At it.
Excuse me. Oh, why don't you come up here and run the Apocalypse cast? If
okay.
you think that you're so fucking good.
Dictators activated. All hail, Patrick.
I can get to YouTube.
And still no laugh track? Still nothing.
Do you want me to get into the politics?
I thought we were going to get a laugh track.
Into the politics of the laugh track or the politics
he's just,
of the Apocalypse
he's just twiddling over here. Twiddling a computer. I think you like androids. I think you like computers, bro.
Our show is so bad.
So sorry. Wait, hold on. Just quickly about urine. There's a really quick news article that's really important.
Okay.
So there are a couple of us that like science here. What is this shit?
What
is this? What is this? He loves magazines. Anyway.
Wait, just
okay.
Pat will cut this.
So
he'll fix it.
As a scientist, no, there are
I don't
a lot
fix
of,
anything in post.
There are a lot of fake journals out there, right? So everybody wants peer review. The peer review takes fucking 7 years to publish anything, 8 years, 9 years, depending on what discipline. So we're all sick of peer review. It's bullshit.
Well, you know what our favorite discipline is, right?
What's that?
Spanking.
Oh, very nice.
Spanking studies.
So we should spank these medications to make sure they work.
Yeah. Oh, you mean feminism?
So.
Is that spanking? Is it feminist that I like to be smaller?
Okay. So, anyway. So, Jerry on Seinfeld once had uromycetitis. Uh-huh. Does anyone remember that? I don't. But it's fine. But he basically, like, infected his dick on the show. Just so we know.
Oh, yeah. And no, hang on. I can reenact that scene, by the way.
Okay. I can also just play it from YouTube
right now. No. You can't because it's copyrighted. Don't do that.
Oh,
the Seinfelds will come after us with the claws.
No. Jerry will drive a really nice so classic much. Car oh, over oh to my God, your house guys. And take really, your wallet from you.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Come on.
Oh God, he's already.
Oh my God.
Positions.
Arthur Vandelay.
Brace for impact.
Everybody.
Trolling.
Grab something.
Trolling the internet. So anyway, there's some sort of madness.
What is going on? Why are we intercepting?
So a scientist trolls this journal and sends in a fake fucking article from the Arthur Vandelay Urological Research Institute saying that it's a case study of Jerry Seinfeld's dick, basically. And they publish this shit. And he's like, oh, I'm Dr. Van Nostrand, and like all his fake names. He puts one of the co-authors is George Costanza. On the co-author, they didn't catch it, and they still published it. So, and the journal's like, oh, we're not a predatory publisher. I'm like, no, you're done. So apparently scientists are trolling fake journals and sending in, like, fake articles.
Nice.
And spending
guys,
money.
Did you hear about
so
Voice? Did you hear about Voice and how people
what happened?
Yeah, we were going to talk about that.
Yeah, the new government office in the Department of Homeland Security to track immigrant crime.
We were just talking about this.
And people were supposed to report illegal aliens, and they've been flooded with prank calls.
Aliens.
People calling and reporting UFOs.
Yeah, of course. That's what an alien is, right?
They can't even do it. And they wrote this hilarious letter that was so butthurt. I never knew a government agency could be butthurt, but like
what'd they
managed
say? Google
that.
It. Let's hear
oh,
it.
It's amazing.
They're so funny.
I did hear some guys with some Spanish accents while I was staring.
How do you
the
say I want to believe in Spanish?
I want to believe.
Deseo
yo
crear.
Quiero believe.
Deseo crear. I want to believe.
Crear.
I wish to believe.
Is that knocking?
No, that's children trying to break your legs.
That's children being bad.
Why is there no service in
anyway,
here?
Anyway, so that's pretty amazing. I forget what Voice stands for, but it's true. Somebody was like, ooh.
Anyways, tell the
story. I saw a UFO flying through the air, and someone else reported. It's supposed to be for crimes committed against citizens by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so obviously people were like, well, I was probed.
Dude, I'm glad that finally some attention is being drawn to this issue.
Oh, we should
they're
find
not
the
sending.
No, yeah. I can't do that
we
right
need
now.
To find
why
the
can't
number
we do that?
I can't, personally, I can't.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Can we?
Here it is. Everybody, 1-855-48-VOICE.
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 Report the invaders.
Every day to report how badly these green aliens from outer space are treating me.
Like, yeah, I found a Russian spy. I'd like to report.
Can I read you the letter they.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay, so they said. They said, the voice line remains in operation. As yesterday was its first day, I can't give you any sense of whether this group had any impact at all on wait times or call volume because there is no prior data to compare. I hope you won't dignify this group with the attention they are seeking. But if you choose to do so, this group's cheap publicity stunt to beyond the pale of is beyond the pale of legitimate public discourse.
Oh, God, it's beyond
their
the pale.
Actions seek
the
to obstruct and do
damn
harm
muggles.
To crime victims. That's objectively despicable, regardless of one's views on immigration policy.
Sounds like
oh, God, it's despicable.
The Voice it's Office like provides so information to citizens and non-citizens alike, regardless of status, race, etc., whose loved ones have been killed or injured by removable aliens.
Oh, God, they're removable.
Are those like
Voice
detachable penises?
Provides access to the same information you and other reporters are already able to obtain. Yet this group claims it's somehow racist to give the names to give the same.
Does
to
it actually say this in the
of all races
legit,
and nationalities?
They're like stop reporting Sasquatch.
Is absurd. Further, openly obstructing and mocking victims crosses the line of legitimate
victims
public
of Bigfoot.
Discourse.
Mocking victims
of Bigfoot.
The victims
Voice
of Bigfoot Association.
Is a
victims
line
of,
for
of
victims
magic born.
To obtain information. This group's stunt is designed to harm victims.
America.
That is shameful.
Oh, God.
855-48-VOICE. 855. Oh, call God, now. Bigfoot. If you've seen Bigfoot, call now.
I've seen him myself.
Have you seen a UFO? Is your alien carrying your baby and you want custody? 855-48-VOICE. We'll get the custody of your alien baby
and
back.
That child support, not to mention alimony.
You know their currency is worth more than ours.
Yeah.
855
alien startup. We've got your tech lawyers right here.
Guys, that was fucking hilarious. They're like,
Harry Potter's coming for you.
Are we going to call or not?
Yeah, let's call.
All right.
So what are we going to report?
We have to think of something good.
I got.
Oh, a giant deity. An Egyptian deity.
We only have, what, like 5 minutes? Guys,
like Sun Ra?
We can all take turns. Let's just leave with 30.
I think we have to decide on one alien.
I think Jeremy has to do it, and let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call, and then plug it into this.
Oh, my God.
Use the force.
Do it now.
Oh, man.
But I need headphones.
No, you don't. Put it on his speaker.
Here, use mine.
Nope, that won't work. Oh, yeah, that'll work, too.
Yeah, use mine.
Yeah,
that'll work. All right.
Oh, my God. What is that? Ready? It's the aliens.
The end of the Jesus. World. The xenomorph.
It's the xenomorph.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Call.
That's terrifying.
You're going to report a giant Egyptian deity.
A giant deity.
Yeah, that's fucking its way through
to the heavens.
Yeah.
Turn up the music in the headphones, DJ.
You do it.
It's super low.
What's happening?
You have an alien for removal.
Try again.
Okay, I'm afraid that you're going to have to do this on your own, Apuckle listeners.
Oh, no, wait.
Because our speaker volume is not good.
No, guys, it's actually their system. They just have the most Xanaxed out woman do their voice recording.
Well, it would be great if Apuckle we could hear listeners. That. So can we do that, please?
Okay, let's try doing this again.
Do it again.
And just do it on speaker.
Yeah, do it.
All right, so everyone make quiet.
A giant Egyptian deity. Jeremy.
So you're basically just fucking completely pointless.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't block my phone before we called. Too late.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Did you hang up?
Yeah. He can't go. He needs to block his phone before he calls. That's Pat, like, are you kidding?
Wait, so how do we do that?
What,
how do we get...
You coward.
We need home. Oh, turn up the mic again. Turn it down. We need
how
home
we,
phones,
how
guys.
Get, how do we,
like,
yeah, we need landlines so you can.
Yeah, I don't.
So
in
you
your
can
house.
Star 6-7 it. Yeah.
Well,
cell phones. It's like
but
your
you
little
star
like.
Star 6-7.
We've learned a lot about our so-called friends today.
Well, I mean, he has a point, dude.
Also, yeah, but even then, they can like ping
power. Excuse me, I prank called the Bahraini embassy. Well, whatever.
Bahraini.
On the trip. On the show.
Yeah, at a certain point you have to
willing
to prank call.
And go to jail, you fucking
well,
moron.
Apparently there was supposed to be like a message system where you can just leave a message,
no,
but I guess
it's not
this
a,
is their stop.
It's not, they said specifically, it's not reporting a crime. You're
I
not committing
just,
a crime.
I would just like report it and then like appear at the scene where you report it, like
okay,
dressed
listen,
in customary
guys.
Like garbs and
let's
things
just,
like that
no,
and try to get myself
no,
arrested.
No, 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 no,
dictator, dictator,
do it again.
Dictator, dictator. Excuse me.
I love
dictator.
Okay, so anyways, guys, we're going to prepare for a call that we're going to make to the Department of being fucked by Egyptian semi-deities.
Why Egyptian?
Wait.
Well, because
the Egyptian deity Isis.
Because the pyramids are
nice,
Egyptian.
Though.
The pyramids are Egyptian.
Guys, I think we should leave it there.
The pyramids are alien fuck pads. See, they're
alien
designed so that
pads.
Yeah, so that aliens can bend over onto them.
Well, that's what the pyramids are
yep,
for. They're
yep.
they're to connect with
no, so you
the
just,
heavens, obviously.
No. It's just like ergonomic furniture for weird giant aliens to bone on.
Honestly, Pharaoh was just really paranoid about people smoking his stash, so he built
He's like, I need a special fucking prison.
They're actually a giant grinder.
Yeah, yeah, like the entire thing spins, and at the bottom, it's just the biggest bong you've ever seen.
You know what they're going to do?
I think they secretly steal tourists and murder them, though.
But, you know, they found a hieroglyphic logo.
Oh, yeah, the lights went off. I was about to go in. The lights went off, and all the air was cut off, and I was like, no.
Well, we have what?
No, they're trying to get